Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Visiting with us on the program, we have Steve Churchian, the CISO and Chief Product Officer at Zypro, a Simi Valley located cyber solution security company. And Mr. Churchian, thanks for joining us here today.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and I really appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, if you would, tell us why entrepreneurs should be concerned with cybersecurity. Let's start there.
That's a great question. So given the increasing dependence on digital technologies, especially when you're starting off as an entrepreneur, cybersecurity needs to be at the top of your list of things you need to address. Oftentimes we're running fast because we want to take care of customers, we want to build business, we want to get out there and start providing value. And security typically lags behind, but that's no longer an excuse in 2023 going into 2024. Just think about it. Entrepreneurs are handling customer data, they're handling client data, they're probably, if you're running a CPA firm, you're handling financial records, tax records, personal information, intellectual property, you're billing credit cards, you've got all of your client information available to you. That's got to be secured, because starting off a business, you don't want to be the reason why your customers or your partners got hacked. So you want to make sure that you're paying attention, close attention to cybersecurity. It's just as important as anything else you're doing in your business, and making sure that you're not the reason that their information is compromised, which at the end of the day will put you quickly out of business.
And that is some serious information in a place that you do not want to experience, for sure. Now, what does a company like Zypro do to help entrepreneurs with cyber safety concerns?
We're actually focused on the enterprise. So we're handling all of the cybersecurity when it comes to large retailers, banks, institutions, service companies, et cetera. So we often don't work with the consumer, but we have a responsibility and privilege to educate the user, because we are protecting everything on the back end. And when I say the back end, the businesses that consumers and entrepreneurs typically interact with. So that part is covered. But it starts with education. So we're a big advocate when it comes to educating on cybersecurity best practices. And if you visit our website or LinkedIn or blogs, there's a lot of information that we put out there that's relevant to not just enterprise companies, but consumers and entrepreneurs as well. Because cybersecurity starts from the consumer, starts from the entrepreneur, starts from the individual. And don't just think because you're dealing with a large company that they're going to be taking care of all of it and your responsibilities are absolved. It's not the case. It's education, educate yourself, understand what your responsibilities are, understand best practices, things like things you can do right out of the gate, implement two-factor authentication, use strong passwords, train yourself, train your employees, don't share information, need to know basis. All of these things should factor in and make sure that you've got a proper, healthy cybersecurity practice going. That's what we do. We educate a lot when it comes to the consumers, the entrepreneurs.
And thanks for the information and feedback there. Most helpful. Now, what are the easiest actions an entrepreneur can take to make their cyber world safer?
Yeah, it starts with education. Educate yourself. Be aware. What are your responsibilities? What are the things that you should be doing? We've had 20, 30 years of this stuff, so we've built a healthy list of best practices that everybody should be responsible for. But these are things, like I mentioned, is strong passwords. Use complex passwords for all of your accounts, all of your devices. Oftentimes, I see a lot of people still don't have passwords on their iPhones or their Android phones, on their mobile devices, on their laptops. You'll walk into a coffee shop, and you'll see people working on their laptops. They'll step away, go up to the counter, go get a cup of coffee. Their computer is completely unlocked. They've got information on there probably about what they're working on for anybody to just drive by, take a picture of, or sit down for even 20 seconds and install something malicious on their computer. Lock everything. There's no reason not to. You can't trust anybody these days. I also mentioned multi-factor authentication. If you don't take away anything else from this discussion today, take away this. turn on multi-factor authentication for anything and everything in your digital life. That can be from things in device, smart devices in your home, your car, your website logins to your bank or other other things that you use online, to your devices, to your mobile devices. So if the service provides multi-factor authentication or two-factor authentication, those words are often used interchangeably, but they're not the same, but you get my drift. It's if you've got the ability to turn on two-factor authentication, turn it on for everything. Update your software. This is key. A lot of people don't do it. Again, going back to the iPhone example, I'll see people with iPhones and you'll see that little notification on the App Store and it says 30 updates missing, 100 updates missing in some cases. People are just not installing software updates. Those are not just giving you new features. They're giving you critical security updates to applications and the operating system on your phone. This is true also for your laptops and your computers as well. Update your software, keep it current, make sure you're staying up to date with the latest security improvements that the manufacturer is providing you. Backup your data. This is another one where it often falls by the wayside. We don't think about it because we're running too fast and we think, oh, you know, I'll just recover from my USB drive that I've got connected to my computer. And then the chance comes where you need to recover from your backup and you realize your backups haven't been working for 6 months. So make sure you're staying on top of the backups. There's a lot of good cloud services out there that you can connect to that will automatically, you can set it and forget it and automatically backup your data to the cloud. This also protects you from ransomware. So if you get hit with ransomware, your last backup's probably not going to be any good and your data is going to be held for ransom. Your customer data is going to be held for ransom until you pay some amount of Bitcoin to get the data back. A lot of small businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs, this is where they start sinking because they didn't have a proper backup. They didn't have the proper security in place. They got hit with ransomware. And now they have no access to their customer data, to their financial data, and other things. They go out of business. Backup your data. I cannot emphasize that enough. Use VPN. Another layer of security is use VPN. You see a lot of entrepreneurs on the go. They're in airports, they're in coffee shops, they're in public locations. They're connecting to whatever open Wi-Fi that their devices see. How do you trust that Wi-Fi? How do you know that's not a malicious endpoint that somebody set up to be able to intercept your data? You don't. VPN, using a VPN service, will protect you from that because what will happen is your laptop or your device will connect to a secure VPN server somewhere and then all your traffic is routed through that VPN server. Whereas if you connect to a malicious Wi-Fi endpoint, you're starting from that Wi-Fi device. They could potentially decrypt or uncover all of your traffic and see exactly what you're doing on your computer. Use a VPN. And just limit access. I'll see a lot of small businesses. I'll walk into a small business and they'll have a single terminal set up there for all of their employees to use. So you'll see people using the computer on their break to browse the internet that they're using for billing customers or keeping customer records. It just blows my mind that this is still the case, but don't share that type of information, especially on a public terminal. Antivirus. We often overlook this as well. Keep your antivirus current and up to date. I hear a lot of feedback. Well, I'm not going to use antivirus. It slows down my computer, or most of those are viruses anyway. And it just blows my mind when I hear this type of narrative. Use antivirus. Use firewalls. It's like driving a car on the freeway in traffic without insurance. I mean, you're not going to do that. Don't browse the internet without antivirus and a firewall.
Well, I'm sure you've brought concern to some of the listeners tuning in today with those tips, advice, and information. Really do appreciate this. This is so needed today. We're speaking with Mr. Steve Churchin. He is the CISO and Chief Product Officer at Zipro, a Simi Valley located cyber solution security company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question, does AI actually help or hurt cybersecurity?
It's both. It's a double-edged sword, and I've written a lot on this topic, and this is something I'm very, very passionate about. And, you know, if you go back to 1992 when Terminator 2 came out, and they were talking about the rise of the machines, and the machines are going to get smart enough where they're going to take over and start making decisions on their own. 30 years ago, that was obscure. I mean, nobody would have ever thought that that would ever become a reality. We're living it right now. Is we talk about AI in terms of cybersecurity protection, but anything we're talking about in terms of the good guys using AI is steps behind the bad guys using AI for their purpose. So it does both. It helps, but unfortunately, the help part is steps behind the hurting part. And you're seeing a lot of these attacks. We saw the MGM breach a few weeks ago. Granted, that wasn't AI, but other similar breaches involve AI elements. And where that hurts is they make these attackers get into your network, and they make their activity look like just innocuous user behavior. So they make it look like just any other user that you have working in your company. But the AI is doing that. The AI is learning your user behaviors and replaying that to make sure that whatever they're compromising in your environment doesn't look suspicious to anybody, but it looks just like a typical user going about their normal day in your work environment. So we have a lot to catch up to when it comes to the good guys catching up to what AI can do. Now, that's not to say the opportunities aren't there to continue increasing AI's footprint for the good guys, but it's a cat and mouse game. And unfortunately, we're behind the eight ball right now.
It sounds like we certainly are, and I really do appreciate your touching on that as well. Now, what industries are most vulnerable to hackers? Get into some details there.
This is a great question because it's nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. It happens to everybody. I often give talks at large conferences, and I talk about who's targeted when it comes to hackers. And I show a chart of country by country basis, and it's got most countries listed there, even countries you wouldn't think of. I purposely leave the United States out of that chart because I don't have enough monitors or enough room on the screen to show how big of a target the United States is. But everybody's a target, and hackers see this. Most hackers will go after, and hackers have their levels of skill as well. So some of the people starting out there, they'll go after low-hanging fruit. So typically those will be doctor's offices, small businesses, industries where they know they don't have high standard of cybersecurity, unfortunately, medical practices, those types of things, restaurants, retail, small retailers. So they're often targeted with ransomware attacks or other types of data breaches. And ransomware attack to a small business more or less will put them out of business within a year. Because like my example earlier, they're not going to be able to get to their customer data. They're not going to be able to get to any other data they need to conduct their business. So that's the low-hanging fruit. Those are the ones they'll typically go after. And they'll squeeze them hard enough where they know either they pay the ransom or they go out of business. But the attacker, the hacker, doesn't care if that business goes out of business. They'll just move on to the next one and the next one because there are just so many out there that are just not adhering to security best practices. But then at the larger scale, it's the regulated industries. It's the ones that carry financial information, credit card information, medical information. Those are often large targets. But we're seeing more and more attacks on supply chain and service companies as well, things that will cause massive disruption if they got in there and held those for ransom. What did we hear? The MGM breach was costing them something about tens of millions of dollars a day because they were offline. I mean, that's a service disruption, but people couldn't check out. People couldn't check in. Their website was unavailable. They couldn't use the elevators of all things because of the breach. So that in short to say, nobody's off limits, but the low hanging fruit are the smaller businesses, the mom and pop retailers that these attackers know don't have proper security in place. And they know they don't need a lot of skill to compromise them and hold them for ransom. Most of the time they'll pay, but it will really hurt, and the ones that don't will go out of business.
Well, I have no doubt you've grabbed the attention of the audience with this information, the importance of being cyber safe in this cyber world that we're in today. It is dangerous, so you need to protect yourself. And again, we thank you for what you do in this space on behalf of Zypro. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or one piece of advice you'd like to leave us with here today?
Yeah, to reemphasize, I said, if you don't take anything away from this talk, just turn on two-factor authentication for anything and everything in your digital life. That means your phones, your laptop, your Nest thermostat, your any smart device you've got on your phone. If you've got the ability to turn it on for the websites you log into, your banks, your credit card companies, even your car, turn it on. Turn it on. It's not the ultimate when it comes to cybersecurity protection, but you're a lot more protected with two-factor authentication on than without it, because without it, anybody can either steal your username and password or guess your username and password, lock you out of your own digital life, and then start draining your accounts.
Really appreciate your time with us here today and those concluding remarks as well. Most helpful and appreciated. If listeners wanted to tap into Zypro and or to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
www.zypro.com. That's X-Y-P-R-O.com. Follow our LinkedIn. Follow my LinkedIn. That's linkedin.com/Steve Churchian. I'm sure Eric Gill put the spelling of my name up there. We're all around. We're posting on all social media. Look for Zypro, X-Y-P-R-O.
And of course, as always, listeners, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Churchian, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Anytime.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steve Churchian, the CISO and Chief Product Officer at Zypro, a Simi Valley located cyber solution security company. And again, for all the details, visit Zypro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.